This is the son of PCJ.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perron.
Well, hello everyone. It's nice to have you with us once again. Now, last week we were telling you about the strange story about the return of Radio Berlin International. Well, since our last program, it seems this story has developed again. We've been told that their spokesman, Bruno Barth, who was on last week's show, is now a very old man. We all know how time flies, but even that's a bit of a stretch. Now, this week, we had our job cut out for us trying to track down the current spokesperson for Radio Berlin International. And when we finally did, we discovered that the name was different, but the voice was exactly the same as the person we spoke to the previous week. Are you confused yet? Well, stay tuned for the latest developments in this strange tale. Media Network Plus, presenting the continuing mini-series Radio Berlin International, or as we like to call it, Radio Bonkers International. Now, time for a look at some of the news from the media scene. Here's Keith.
Motorvision TV, part of the Motorvision Group, will launch in Malaysia, Mongolia, and Sri Lanka beginning this month. The paid TV platforms that will be launched from Motorvision TV Group include Asia Broadcasting Network Malaysia, Sky CNC in Mongolia, and Sky Sri Lanka. Multichannels Asia, which is Asia's leading distributor of independent pay channels, represents Motorvision, besides Bloomberg Television, ITV Granada, KidsCo, NDTV 24, NDTV Profit, NDTV Good Times, and NDTV India, among others. Viewers in Pakistan can now experience a slice of life in the United States with the premiere of a dynamic new VOA program that follows show host Sana Mirza as she gets to know the country. The half-hour show, called Sana, a Pakistani, airs Monday through Friday at 6:30 in the evening on Pakistan's Express News cable channel. The first program focused on Washington, D.C., and included a visit to a mosque, the White House, and an aid organization that provides meals free of charge to the homeless. A large grass fire that ignited at the Radio Canada International site last Friday in Sackville, New Brunswick, was put out. The fire was inside the circle of towers. Members of the Sackville Fire Department got the call shortly after 2 p.m. Robert Landier, a senior remote area transmission technician, says the possible cause of the fire could be an electrical arc and the very dry field. One transmitter was on the air at the time of the fire, he says, but was shut down as soon as the firefighters arrived. No one has been injured. There doesn't seem to be any major damage, according to Landrier. However, some minor transmission equipment may have been damaged, but it's not clear yet. A parliamentary inquiry has criticized the waste of more than $1 million Australian dollars, of taxpayer dollars, that is, spent by the Gillard government over its botched tender for the Australia's television service into Asia. The Australian network saga last year saw the public broadcaster, the ABC, pitted against rival station Sky News, partially owned by News Corporation chief Rupert Murdoch, in a contest of a $223 million contract to run the service. The parliamentary inquiry into the report by the Joint Committee of Public Accounts and Audit criticized the substantial cost of terminating the tender, both in terms of dollars and reputation. Tensions over the prospect of a private media company with links to Mr. Murdoch running Australia's official public diplomacy channel, which reaches more than 40 countries, also fueled controversy, especially following the phone hacking scandal that last year engulfed News Corporation tabloids in the United Kingdom. India has blocked access to certain pages of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's website as part of a crackdown on internet content, which it says incites racial hatred. The government has blamed internet activity for fanning fears that resulted in thousands of migrants fleeing to the northeast last week from Bangalore, Chennai, and Mumbai. The government says the migrant workers feared they are also going to be attacked by Muslim mobs. So it responded by blocking more than 300 websites it says incite hate and panic. The blocked material includes web pages, images, and links to sites including Facebook, Twitter, Wikipedia, the ABC, and Qatar-based Al Jazeera. If you would like more information on these and other stories, we invite you to check out the media blog from Kim Andrew Elliott. You'll find a link from them at www.pcjmedia.com, which is our own website. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the link. I'm Keith Perron.
Now, on last week's program, we wrapped up, or thought we wrapped up, a story that was getting a little long in the tooth because it had been going on a little longer than we expected. It was a rather bizarre story with lots of twists and turns, and we figured pretty much we saw the last of it. But this is a story that just doesn't stop. And of course, Keith, you know, we're talking about Radio Berlin International and its rebirth. So you've been doing a little bit more digging.
Yes, a little bit more digging. And, you know, if I said to you, you know, can this story get any stranger? I mean, that's opening a whole floodgate. As I mentioned last week, what happened was after we did our first interview with somebody by the name of Bruno Barth and asking just simple, basic questions, right after we did the interview, all of a sudden I was banned from the RBI Facebook page. And then all of a sudden, the RBI Facebook page, the YouTube account, their Blogspot account, all went dead and were deactivated. Now, they also had a web domain that was also active. It didn't have too much information. It just said basic stuff like Radio Berlin International returns. Stay tuned for more details. Well, now that web domain has been turned off. So if you go to it, that web domain doesn't exist anymore.
So all of a sudden, Radio Berlin was back and now it's gone again.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's just taken some other strange turns. At the PCJ site, I wrote a small little thing, and we had some pictures there, including a picture that was tracked down by a listener of ours by the name of Richard, who found the address in Google Street View. And it's kind of funny, you know. It's like, you know, where are you located? Go down the street. You'll see a bus shelter. In front of the bus shelter is an old lady doing some knitting. We're right behind that. Kind of like, you know, very funny.
Sounds like something going back to like 30 years ago, back in the Cold War days.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did is I gave the address to a friend of mine in Berlin who works in television. And I said, look, if you have the time, can you go and visit this address? And he said, sure. And I explained to him, you know, the whole story. So he went to the address and he buzzed the door. And a woman answered. And she said, can I help you? And he says, yes, I have a question about Radio Berlin International. And he said, all of a sudden, her demeanor changed from being very nice and pleasant to quite angry, actually. And he then asked her, is this where Radio Berlin International is located? And she said, I've never heard of Radio Berlin International, and I wish I would stop getting some of their correspondence. So this woman has been getting mail for them. She even showed it to him. She's totally mystified.
Who is writing to Radio? I mean, I guess you won't know without opening the mail, but who do you suppose would be writing to Radio Berlin International at this address? This poor woman is it's getting mail for this non-existent imaginary radio station.
Well, I think what happened was at the beginning of August, when Radio Berlin International started popping up on all these social media sites, there was a postal address. So I think a lot of people thought, oh, this is interesting. I'm going to write this radio station. But It's an older woman, and she's just kind of very bitter about the whole thing.
You can't blame her, can you?
Now, this is the funny thing. I have to try to contain myself here and try not to laugh. So I found this out, and I'm like, you know what? I have to contact Bruno Barth again.
I love that name. It's like, is that a real name? Is it like we're in a cartoon or something?
Yeah, it's like what was that series of movie, like Police Academy or something, or like the Naked Gun movies? It's like, it's that kind of story. So I'm like, you know, I have to contact this Bruno Barth guy again and just pose him some questions. Well, guess what?
What?
Bruno Barth does not exist.
No, tell me. Really?
Well, Bruno Barth does exist, but apparently he's a very, very, very old man.
Uh-huh.
Now, you heard the interview that I did. That guy didn't sound like an old man.
Well, he didn't sound that old.
Right.
No, he didn't sound elderly, no.
So I tracked down another phone number, and I called. And this is what transpired. Yes, hello. I wish to speak to Mr. Bruno Barth.
Oh, sorry, please. Here is the Center of Radio and Energy Technologies from the historical radio station Nauen. My name is René Schulze. I know RBI Radio Berlin International is a partner of us. RBI have found the association.
So, this is not Bruno Barth who I'm speaking to then.
Bruno Barth was the founder of Radio Berlin International, and his work is closed. Radio Berlin International is a new part of the Association Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen. That's the big transmitter station. Nauen is the big transmitter station where RBI was in the historical, have transmitted this program, and in the future will be RBI transmit a new program over shortwave. And Bruno Barth was the founder. Bruno Barth is an old, very old man from RBI, and his last work was the founding of an association with the name Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen.
Okay, then. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Very nice. You can see at Facebook if you want.
We did try looking at it, but unfortunately, we can no longer access it. The same way with the YouTube channel and the Blogspot blog as well.
It's correct. The RBI Radio Berlin International information on the internet is closed since 2 days, because the work was to inform all people worldwide to say RBI is back, is coming back to shortwave and with a new program. And the work was to phone the association, and in this association is RBI a part, and many people have received information, and on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube you can see under the name ZFE Nauen or Zentrum Funk Energie. And you can see this. If you go in Google, or if you go, you know, that's better. You go to YouTube and you give in the YouTube search window the word Radio Berlin International. And then you see a channel, and the name of the channel is ZFE, Zentrum Funk Energietechnik. And there you can get in contact.
Okay, Paulette, now there we have it. That is Mr. René Schulzer, who happens to sound exactly like Bruno Barth, who apparently now is an old man.
Okay, but what did he say? The words were English. The sentence, the grammar was right, but what did he say? I don't understand any of the words. It was just absolute total gibberish. It made no sense whatsoever, at least not to me.
Well, it made no sense just like the first time that I talked to this Renee, who's now Renee, who was previously Bruno Barth. I mean, it is the same guy. I passed this along to somebody who does investigations to find out, let's say, if the person talking is exactly the same person. And I sent them the two interview clips, and they said, it's the same guy. It's the same guy. You know, and the funny thing is, you would think that if he calls himself now René so-and-so, he would maybe try to change his voice. He didn't do that. But I love what I said. I love, you know, at the beginning, when I say, may I speak to Bruno Barth? And he goes, oh!
I caught that. You know what? This really reminds me when you said he said his name was not Bruno Barth, but it was René Schulz, and I thought Schulz. I mean, is this like, you know, Sergeant Schulz and Colonel? I was waiting for a Colonel Klink, you know, to come up.
Well, that's the thing. I'm wondering if there's a Colonel Klink, you know, behind this. But it sounds like a Colonel Klink type operation, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, where's Bob Crane when you need him?
So, I mean, this whole thing has just gotten stranger and stranger and stranger.
Do you think it can get, Keith, do you think it could get any stranger? I mean, let's make a bet. Do you think we should make a bet with our listeners? Do you think it could get any more strange than this?
I really think that we should take bets on this, because I think it's just going to become stranger and stranger. Now, we received an email from Roger Tidy in London in the UK. And he listened to the show last week concerning RBI, or he should have said, not RBI. And he said to me, one aspect of the story that has been not mentioned so far is that of copyright. If a station calling itself Radio Berlin International ever returns, would it be in breach of the German copyright law? After all, RBI was taken over by Deutsche Welle. So wouldn't the copyright for the name now belong to the latter? You know, this is an interesting thing here, but, you know, I really seriously doubt that if anybody came along and said, you know, we're going to call it Radio Berlin International, I really don't think Deutsche Welle would take it seriously, unless, you know, the station all of a sudden started appearing on the air. You know, and there's something else that Roger points out in his email, and this is something that I really didn't think about that much, but, you know, he said, if there's ever a glimmer of truth in the claims that these people are making behind RBI, would they not want to put a special program on the air or even on the internet?
Well, you'd think. I mean, why would they take down all of their promotion? I mean, you're in the business of broadcasting, so broadcast, and the internet gives you more opportunities. I mean, if you're a broadcaster, you know, you need to have a website and a blog and a Facebook page and Twitter account and all of that stuff, right?
But, you know, Paula, the thing is, yes, of course, but, you know, all this stuff now has been taken down.
But that's the point. So what, these guys are delusional, or what are they, like, escaped from a mental institution or what? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, exactly. And the funny thing is, I have a friend of mine in television, like I said, in Germany, in Berlin. And I told him about this, and now he's doing a story himself, because he mentioned this to his editor, and his editor's eyes opened up wide and said, huh, you've got to be kidding. You know, now, somebody else wrote on our Facebook page, you know, this has to be a hoax. Now, you know what? Of course, there's part of me that thinking, you know, this cannot be real. This has to be a hoax of some sort. Or maybe a practical joke that just got, you know, out of hand and got carried away. The thing is, though, if you're going to do a hoax, it should sound somewhat believable.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, it is a hoax. It could say something's a hoax, but it should sound somewhat believable. I mean, this is nowhere near that.
This is like a broadcast version of a Cold War Keystone Cops or Inspector Clouseau. I mean, it just does not compute. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? Another guy that I spoke to on the phone about this, he said to me, I never knew the Germans had a sense of humor. And of course, if there's anybody German listening right now, we're not insulting you or anything, but I mean, you know the jokes that people make about Germans and a lack of sense of humor. I mean, that's all it is, you know, just a little bit of fun. But no, he said that, and he's German himself, and he went, my God.
Well, Keith, the only thing I can think of that makes this make the tiniest bit of sense is that it must be some throwback to the Cold War, somebody that's in a time warp. They were communist apparatchiks. They were the elite members of the Communist Party, and they had a good life. And then the communist system dissolved, and you know, people were, you know, broke free of the oppression of communism, and they want to go back to the good old days when they had a pretty good life, a free ride off the, you know, off the backs of people who were enslaved by communism.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something, of course, you know, else that I've been thinking. I'm sure that, you know, I'm wondering now if this story will be put to rest. I can tell you right now, I promise our listeners, we're not going to talk about RBI for some time, but I had to get this out. I mean, imagine that. You do an interview with somebody last week, their name is Bruno Barth, and then a few days later, their name is Renee Schulzer, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you can't let that one go by. I mean, we have to let our listeners know what's going on.
It's just so silly, you know? And I think this is so far, since we've been doing the show, and I say it again, my favorite story that we've done.
Well, Keith, we've had a lot of laughs, that's for sure. I don't know of any story that we've laughed quite so much. I only hope our listeners have had as much fun with it as we have.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399. And leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Now let's go to Dan Hensley for this week's propagation forecast.
Here's propagation for the week from September 1st to September 7th, 2012. On September 1st, the 10.7 centimeter flux is 125, dropping 5 points to 120 from September 2nd to September 5th, 2012. September 6th and 7th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 115. The A index is 5 all week long from September 1st to September 7th, with a KP index stable at 2 all week long from September 1st to September 7th, 2012. New sunspots appear this week. They are 1453, 54, 55, and 58. No coronal holes, no significant solar activity, no flares expected this week. The 10.7 centimeter flux and the KP index should provide some reasonable propagation this week. I'd like to take a moment to send a shout out to Tarmo Tanilsu, a new and enthusiastic listener of Media Network Plus who studies physics at the University of Tartu. Thank you for listening, Tarmo.
And with that, we've come to the end of another program. If you'd like to listen to this show again or catch past editions, you can find the podcast at www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. If you have any comments or suggestions for future editions of the show, we'd love to hear them, so please email us at mnp@pcjmedia.com. So on behalf of Dan Hensley and Keith Perron, I'm Paulette McQuarrie saying so long and see you soon. Thank you.